Throughout the time that we'll be working together, I'll share my success stories as much as my failures. And so I'm here to tell you that it's possible to live your dreams beyond what you ever imagined possible. The different times that I said yes led to so many more bigger yeses along the way. And I became a travel writer. I got paid to go to 5-star resorts in Fiji, in Hawaii, in Brazil. You know, I met so many incredible people along the way. And I was able to do what I love, which is writing, and then do it in such a phenomenal way. So that's just one of the ways that my life took this unexpected turn that was something that I'd always wanted, and it was even better than I thought. And you will have that as long as you continue to gain clarity about what it is that you want, and you continue to understand that as you refine and evolve throughout this coaching process, throughout this journey that we'll be taking together, that there will be even grander opportunities opening up to you that you can say yes to. So one of the first things that we're going to explore is your unique gift. And I want you to start to learn about yourself better throughout this program. And the reason that that's important is because you really understanding yourself, how you work, what becomes a block, all of these things are going to help you create the systems in place that you need to move forward with your business. And it's also going to help shine a spotlight on the things that you do best, the ways that you can serve people the best, and then delegate, you know, find other resources for the tasks that aren't your forte that will still continue to help you build your business. So throughout this process, I'll be asking you questions to help you gain clarity on what that is, why you're doing this, you know, what is the end goal that you're looking to achieve? How can you do this better? How can you let go? And so the next phase of this is going to be working on mindset. The only thing that will ever stand between you and what you want is your fear and your doubt. That's the only thing. When I was in therapy for my eating disorder, I had a therapist tell me one time when I was comparing myself to someone else and I felt that this other woman was so, you know, so much better than me. She was further along in her life, in her career. She had the relationship, all of these other things that I was striving to even believe that I was worthy of because I was so stuck in my disease. And she told me, my therapist told me that it's not that this other woman is better than you. It's just the fact that she's taken a different path than you. She's studied something different than you. She's learned something different than you. But it doesn't mean that you don't have the capacity to learn that and you don't have the capability to do that. You absolutely do. You've just chosen to do something different. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if I ever wanted to devote myself to learning the same things that this woman, you know, had done, then I could get to that same point in my life or beyond. So I want you to understand that there is nothing that's going to stand in your way except for your mindset. And that's something that we'll work on a little bit later. But for now, throughout this audio, I'll be asking you questions that I really encourage you to reflect upon. And in the PDF worksheets that we will have to support you in exploring these questions a bit deeper, you'll learn about what type of learner you are. You know, there's different types of learners. There's people who learn better by listening. There's people who learn better by, you know, a kinesthetic approach, being tactile. There are people who want to read and write everything. And then there are people who are very visual. So we'll get clarity on what type of learner you are. And then there's also something called the Enneagram system, where you'll learn about what your basic personality type is. And again, there's no right or wrong, but there's definitely people who are more introverted. And if you are more introverted, then when it comes to marketing, you're going to want to find ways that are more adaptable to the ways that you like to show up in the world. Or perhaps you're more extroverted, so maybe live speaking and things like that work really well for you. So I want to make this journey, again, I want to remove overwhelm. I want to be able to teach you things that you can actually implement in your life so that it becomes so much more streamlined and you don't have to add more fight. You know, so often I think that we've associated the fight and the struggle with meaning something, but ease can mean something amazing too. Gracefulness can mean something amazing too. So you'll learn about, you know, what type of personality you are so that you can really allow your business to enhance the skills that are your strengths and then either shift or, you know, even have opportunities for growth in the areas that are not so much what your intuitive and natural strengths are. The best part about this journey is that you will have support around you. So you'll have a Facebook group with women who are on this path with you in this devoted tribe. And you will have me here guiding you along the way. And I will continue to point you to different resources that you might find helpful. So these are things that either I found helpful or that I've been exposed to that maybe didn't necessarily work for me, but I could absolutely see the value in it for someone of a different personality type. So I'll be sharing those things with you too. Now, one of the exercises that I'd like you to explore is to create your vision statement. Now, you might have heard this before about writing things down and how much more powerful that makes them in becoming reality, and the importance of writing things down in the present tense, as in, I am grateful this is happening, or even in the past tense to manifest that it's already happened. Now, all of that is great. One of the things that I like when it comes to a vision statement is that you do it in a living document. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you like using Google Docs or you like using Microsoft Word or even an email program, I want you to use the thing that's most streamlined with your life and, you know, whatever platform that you're on the most frequently. It could even be reminders on your phone that you can add as a calendar. I want you to create this vision statement and then give yourself the opportunity to edit it, as in, every day you're going to go through and write, you know, what your ideal business is going to look like, what your ideal lifestyle, what your ideal vacation time is, your ideal relationship, your ideal family dynamic, whatever it is for you, creating that beautiful vision and then revisiting it every day. And you might find that every day you'll want to add something, you'll want to edit something. And rather than having this static document that just lives on your wall, lives on your mirror, lives on your desktop, wherever it is, you'll continue to come back to it and refine it along the way. And that's something that I did when I was living in Hawaii. So I took this big plunge and I moved to Hawaii, which was my dream of all dreams. And that's where I met my husband. That's where I had my baby. You know, that's where I started my family. All of these amazing things came true. But before that happened, before I met my husband, I was doing this coaching program and I was reading my vision statement each and every day and I was editing it. I was refining it. I was seeing that I was growing as a person, so my vision statement needed to grow with me. And that's what I invite you to do. That's one of the exercises that I invite you to take away today, is to come up with that vision statement, to do it in a way that feels good for you. So some people, you know, writing it down isn't your jam. Maybe it's creating visuals. The other thing that I really like is coming up with a Pinterest board, you know, drawing in visual images that really evoke that lifestyle that you want to have, that evoke the business that you want to have, or the ideal target client that you want to work with. And then you come back and you look at that Pinterest board every day with your cup of coffee or your cup of tea or your kombucha or whatever it is. So there's so many ways that you can create a vision board that works for you. Come up with a thing that's going to work for you in your lifestyle. There are also apps that you can use. If you're a very auditory person, then there are apps where you can record yourself, or even just in the memos of your smartphone, you know, record this, listen to it every day. I've done it all and it has all been phenomenal. Just let it become part of your daily ritual, part of your daily practice, and implement it during a time of day that really works for you. Maybe you have children and you need to wake up early in the morning, so it needs to be the first thing that you do. You know, maybe you really like manifesting in the dream state, or, you know, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do is coming to that visualization in your mind's eye of your ideal life and your ideal business. And I also want to emphasize that the reason I'm talking about your lifestyle in addition to your business is because I want you to come up with your life plan as much as you come up with your business plan. You want your life to be the driving force, that directing power for your business. You don't want your business to run your life. And because you're an entrepreneur, so much of this is intertwined. So I want you to get really, really clear on what your lifestyle is like, whether you want to take, you know, that 3-month vacation, whatever it is, let that be the guiding post to your business.